Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we do have some good news after Bob Odenkirk is stable. As you remember, a couple days ago, he had collapsed on the set of Better Call Saul as they were filming in New Mexico. And we knew he was still alive, but we were waiting for his reps to give a statement on what his condition was. We knew he was still alive, but it was kind of touch and go for a day or two there. So we just found out from his reps that he is in stable condition from a quote-unquote heart-related incident. This was kind of already speculated as to the cause because he had collapsed, possibly was unconscious, and so the most common sort of reasoning for that, except when you're in the summer months when you could have dehydration and, you know, heat illness, but the most common cause is usually a heart-related incident. So people ask, okay, what is a heart-related incident? Does that mean a heart attack? Does it mean cardiac arrest? Does it mean he had a heart arrhythmia? So heart-related incident is a very broad range of issues. And again, you know, it's not for us to speculate what medical condition he has, but I know many people were concerned and they were afraid he had what had happened to John Ritter or Alan Thicke in terms of a dissection, aortic dissection, where blood tears through the lining of the vessel and doesn't go where it needs to, but just kind of fills in the wall of the vessel. Dangerous stuff that can unfortunately cause not only collapse but death. But we knew it wasn't that because he was still alive. But we still don't have a lot of details. It could have been a dissection. It could have been a heart attack. It could have been cardiac arrest. So what are the differences? So, you know, a heart attack you could still be alive through. A heart attack is where part of the heart muscle isn't getting blood flow. And so it can't work well. Now, some heart attacks, like what happened to my father, makes you drop and goes into cardiac arrest, where the cardiac is arrested, the heart is stopped. But a heart attack is basically where part of the heart muscle isn't getting blood flow from, you know, clogged arteries, from a plaque that breaks from the side of the vessel that clogs the area and platelets and everything starts to kind of make a clot to protect that vessel. So a heart attack is where there's a lack of blood flow. Cardiac arrest is where the heart just stops. Now, not all cardiac arrest can happen from a heart attack. Hearts can stop because the rhythm is off. You know, we have a very well-engineered electrical pump. And this pump needs to have electricity in a very consistent manner. And if at all that electricity isn't causing the charge that could then innervate the muscles and then cause that pump, you don't have a pump that works well. So in those who, let's say, suffer from atrial fibrillation, many of you guys now have your Apple Watch, right, to see if you have atrial fibrillation. There's other heart conditions, but that's cool. I don't mind that you guys wear an Apple Watch to make sure you don't have a funny rhythm. But atrial fibrillation is where the heart fibrillates, right? Well, the atrium fibrillates. And its roots are the electrical current. You know, the heart, it's supposed to have a ba-boom, ba-boom sort of beat, you know, pretty regular beat, 60 to 90 beats a minute. I prefer you more in the 80s. I don't want you in the 90s, but roughly normal heart rate 60 to 90. When the electricity doesn't go a very rhythmic fashion, then, and it kind of misfires and discharges erratically, then the heart goes boop, 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 and you're not getting a nice ba-boom, ba-boom. And you need that ba-boom to make that pump, to pump the blood throughout the body. So if the heart is going boop, doop, 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 you're not... Your heart's not pumping. Well, if your heart's not pumping correctly, then blood's not going where it's supposed to, including the heart, the brain. In fact, blood can then slosh around. And what happens when blood gets old? It thickens. It coagulates. It solidifies. And then you can make a clot. That's why any of you who have an arrhythmia, such as atrial fibrillation, are on blood thinners. We just don't want your blood to have that chance to clot, because then you're at risk for a stroke. So, you know, the cardiac-related incidents can not only then include a heart attack or just having cardiac arrest or having an arrhythmia, but also heart failure. So if the pump isn't working well, then the pump could slow down. If the pump slows down and isn't working well, it's not arrested. It's not an attack. It's just, it's failing. So CHF, and I'm not saying this is what Bob Odenkirk has, but these are just the gamuts of what the conditions can be. So congestive heart failure is where your heart as a pump fails. Now, what happens when you have a failed pump? Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever tried to, you know, fill up a pool or deal with your irrigation or plumbing. Well, if the pump isn't pumping correctly, you'll get a backflow, a back pressure. And then that back pressure can go into the lungs. It could go into the legs, which is why we get pulmonary congestion fluid in the lungs. We get swelling in the legs because there's that backflow, back pressure. And then people will ask, well, why the collapse? Why not the, oh, I have chest pain or I feel dizzy? Well, you can. With any of these events, you can have chest pain. I mean, with the exception of cardiac arrest, many times you're out and unconscious. But your blood pressure drops because, again, if the heart's not pumping the blood, that blood's not going where it's supposed to go. And one of the main organs blood has to feed on a regular, consistent basis is the brain. So if the brain is not getting the blood flow, you collapse. So a heart-related incident could be any of those. We're not saying Bob Odenkirk has particularly one of those, but the fact that he survived is a great sign. I mean, the most common incident would be, you know, a heart attack or an arrhythmia. So we assume that possibly is what happened. Thank God crew members called 911. They got an ambulance there. The ambulance took him to the hospital, and he's currently being cared for in a New Mexico hospital. And so there's been an outpouring of support by people in the media, people in entertainment, and we need Saul Goodman back. But we'll keep you guys posted if we get any more updates. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a pretty now viral meme that's going around. And, I'm not here to validate it at all. But it's interesting. There's two mice that are sitting there, and they're talking. And they go, "Have you gotten the COVID vaccine yet?" And one mouse says to the other mouse, and the other mouse says no, because they're still testing it on humans. Now, okay, I disagree. I got the vaccine. I feel it's safe, you know. But what's interesting about that is it reminded us that we've made some progress in terms of some of our medical advancements and forcing and subjecting animals to be the test subjects, even though mRNA technology with our with our vaccines has been tested since the 90s. It just kind of showed as one of those memes where I kind of see a different meaning into it where, you know, maybe we didn't have to kill mice or kill animals, you know, for every single advancement we have. So joining us next is Dr. Emily Trunnell, neuroscientist and research associate for PETA, talking about how, sadly, we still do have many studies going on that are affecting animals, and I guess our taxpaying dollars are going to it. Dr. Trunnell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, we really appreciate all the great work you do. So, yeah, you know, talk to us about some of the experiments that are still happening that are, you know, utilizing animals.
I'm glad that you brought up the COVID vaccine, because that's really been the development of that vaccine and how quickly it's happened has really sort of brought us into a new era of experimentation, showing us that, you know, we don't really have to have all these animal tests, which don't generate useful data anyway. We can start moving along research into studying human biology and how humans react to things. But like, you're right, in many areas of research, there is still a lot of animal experimentation happening. And one of those areas is sepsis. Sepsis can occur when you get an injury or other illness that leads to an infection, and then the body really overreacts to that infection, and it can generate organ damage and organ failure. And even death. You know, 1 in 3 people that die in a hospital actually die from sepsis. Mm-hmm. And despite decades and decades of research into treating sepsis, there have been no new cures or treatments to benefit human patients. And scientists have spoken out about this for many years now, saying that the use of animals is the primary reason that we failed to help humans.
Yeah, and, you know, that's something that was always kind of troubling me when I was in school, is when they said, well, you know, they tested this on mice, you know, or we found it causes cancer in mice. And I'm like, but I'm different than a mouse. I'm not a mouse. You know, what would be a more ideal, I guess, you know, substitute to represent what something could happen in a human?
You're right, we're not mice, and a landmark study that was published in 2013 really showed this. It was 10 years worth of work, almost 40 researchers from different respected institutions around the world, and they found that the genes that mice use to respond to sepsis are different, completely different than the genes that humans use. And this is so important when we're trying to develop sophisticated treatments. Physicians and other researchers have put the focus on prioritizing human biology when it comes to sepsis research, making that the gold standard. And these are things that already exist, you know, using sophisticated analysis of the wealth of human genome data that we have, computer modeling and mathematical modeling of human biology, and even, you know, in vitro experiments like you would think of at a lab bench in a dish. But now we can use, you know, human cells that can be non-invasively collected from patients and used to study how a certain treatment or condition might affect that person using that person's biology.
Mm-hmm, which makes more sense. We're speaking to Dr. Emily Trunnell, neuroscientist and research associate for PETA. So I, being a mom, you know, I have to budget money, and my taxpaying dollars, I want to go to multiple things, but I don't want my taxpaying dollars going to hurting animals. What types of monies are we talking about?
So it's billions, hundreds of millions to billions of dollars since the 80s and continuing today are being used to inflict terrible things to mice and other animals. I mean, things like, you know, cutting open their stomachs to puncture their intestines, sewing them together so they share a bloodstream, injecting them with toxins. Hundreds of millions of dollars have gone into these experiments, and the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, is who is funding these. They're supposed to be, you know, they're the largest funder of biomedical research in the world. They're supposed to be, you know, funding those discoveries that are going to protect us as humans. But they're funneling all of this money into experiments on animals and have shown no incentive to change that.
Yeah, it's frustrating because, you know, there's not a lot of overwatch of what happens with government spending, you know, and, you know, I know there's a lot of programs that need money and need funding, but then when you look at, you know, well, we don't have the money or we need to pass another budget, and you look at, well, okay, where is some of the money going to? I think it would shock a lot of us. So I really appreciate what you and Pete have done to kind of, you know, open our eyes to where, you know, what some of our money is going to. So here's the thing, you know, I have not seen, since your great work, research slowed, you know, and so are you noticing that if scientists are being more animal aware, has there been any research that had to be stopped as a result, or are studies and advancements still moving on?
There have been areas where we've been able to stop experiments on animals. You know, the NIH was conducting horrific experiments on baby monkeys, taking them from their mothers. We were able to stop those experiments and other experiments at universities as well. But it's just not, the NIH is not showing initiative to actually have an exit strategy from animal experiments. They're supposed to do that. They're supposed to prioritize moving away from the use of animals, but they continue to funnel, you know, so much of our taxpayer dollars into these experiments. And it's driven, you know, by greed. When a university experimenter gets a grant from NIH, and these are each hundreds of thousands of dollars, the university can skim an enormous sum right off the top and use it for whatever they want to use it for. And so the researchers are forced to put their focus on getting more grants, writing these papers, publishing, getting more grants, and not on actually, you know, having the time and support to shift what they're doing or even look at what they're doing to make sure it's the best method.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and we appreciate all you do. So what sort of suggestions would you have for, you know, these research labs, for these academic institutions, for NIH? What are you telling them?
The PETA scientists, and PETA actually has more PhD scientists on staff than any other animal protection organization. We have a wide variety of backgrounds in scientific research. We've come up with a detailed strategy to replace the use of animals in research with human biology-based methods. And this includes sepsis and other areas like cancer and Alzheimer's disease, you know, areas where the use of animals it's been well documented that it's been a failure. So we've developed what we're calling the research modernization deal, and we are encouraging NIH to implement that plan.
Fantastic. Yeah, you know, when we look at Alzheimer's research, a mouse forgetting their car keys just isn't applicable to us. It's just never made sense to me, you know? Dr. Trunell, how can people find out more information about PETA?
The listeners can find out more and actually take action as well to end sepsis experiments on animals and other types of experiments like this by visiting PETA.org/RMD. That stands for Research Modernization Deal. And you can sign a simple form to send a message to your congressional representative and let them know that you support this plan, you know, you support the overall plan to phase out the use of animals and compel NIH to implement that.
Oh, that is fantastic. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
It's about time. for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. As the clock runs out on a nationwide eviction ban for what's expected to be the final time, millions of tenants are staring at the prospect of losing their homes as they wait for emergency rental aid that the government has failed to deliver. The federal eviction moratorium in place since September is set to expire Saturday after the Biden administration refused to extend it and Democrats in Congress couldn't muster the votes to intervene. The White House on Friday said President Joe Biden and other top administration officials aren't considering a national COVID-19 vaccine mandate at this time.
When he said that across about the mandate across the country, I would encourage you to read his statement and make sure you read the contents of his remarks. So a national vaccine requirement is not under consideration at this time.
This is USA Radio News. Republicans in the U.S. House are pushing the Biden administration to disclose how many illegal immigrants who cross at the U.S. southern border are being tested for COVID-19 by the Department of Homeland Security, as vaccinated Americans are being told to wear masks indoors. Tensions are escalating between Israel and Iran. Mike Fortier has more.
Two Israeli officials tell the New York Times Iran flew unmanned drones into an oil tanker managed by an Israeli company Thursday night off the coast of Oman. Two crew members from Great Britain and Romania killed. Iran's state-owned TV site sources saying the attack was in response to a strike reportedly by Israel in Syria last week. This is the first time civilians have been killed in incidents between Iran and Israel in recent months. The U.S. Defense Department says officials investigating the attack conclude multiple drones were involved. The U.S., though, not publicly blaming Iran for the attack, and Iran not publicly claiming responsibility. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bring your questions, your comments, and your concerns to 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI, and we will answer some of them. You can also reach out on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So with the Olympics, we have a Minnesotan who ended up bringing home a gold. I'm from Vegas. We also have some gold coming home from Vegas, too, so I was pretty, pretty happy that Vegas represented. But when Simone Biles in the Olympics withdrew, and it might just be temporary, she might still perform in next week's competitions, but Sunisa Lee, only 18 years old, was able to perform in the all-around, and she actually won the gold. It was fantastic. Her uneven bars, she just is a fantastic athlete. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, somebody else's, you know, despair or decision, you know, can, you know, be, you know, somebody else's, you know, golden moment. And so it was bittersweet, you know, what's happened this week with the Olympics. But one thing that I wanted to talk about, and it's already being talked about, so I think a lot of people, you know, are starting to kind of look back at the past and reconsider any criticism they were trying to muster against Simone Biles, which I think is wrong. I support what Simone Biles did, is if a gymnast is not feeling it, you don't, if I was their coach, I'd say if you're not feeling it, you don't do it. Now, some people are like, well, wait a second, it's your sport, you know, you don't feel like going out there, you go out, you know, you just do it. Not entirely. I don't know if you've watched some of these moves that these gymnasts make, and maybe it's because I'm a physician. So when I see somebody upside down, right, flying above a balance beam, or flinging through the air on the uneven bars, or jumping through the air and catapulting with a vault, I look at, oh my gosh, there could be spinal cord injury. There could be concussion. There could be broken legs. They could be, you know, and so I worry, and I'm like, you know, okay, not only do they have to stick the landing for their Olympic points, but they'll hurt themselves if they don't land correctly. Now, mind you, gymnasts learn how to fall. You know, they go through extensive training on how to minimize injuries. But sadly, there have been many gymnasts that weren't so lucky. And they ended up becoming quadriplegics, paralyzed for life, and then possibly dying afterwards. So, you know, some of these examples, Julissa Deanne Gomez, she had a vaulting accident in 1988. It left her a quadriplegic. She later died at age 19 of her injuries. There's no reason a teenager should be pressured to perform that could put them at risk where they become a quadriplegic and die. People are like, oh, that's just one example. There's more examples. Elena Mukina, 1978 Women's Gymnastics World Champion. They're talking about her online. She apparently was having, I believe, a broken leg, broken bone, and her country kept pushing her, I think it was Russia, to perform anyway. So she was supposed to be a favorite in the 1980 Olympics. And a couple weeks before, she, I believe, hit her chin, broke her neck, and then she became paralyzed. So she became a quadriplegic, never got to perform in the Olympics. She ends up dying in 2006. Taylor Lindsay Noel, a lot of people haven't been talking about her. She was 14 years old when she was set to compete in the 2012 Olympics. Well, how come nobody's seen her or heard of her? Well, because she had an accident. And her accident, a gymnastics accident, caused her to break her neck, and she's paralyzed. So when I hear people going, okay, you know what, she shouldn't have taken a place, you know, Simone Biles shouldn't have been there, she, you know, should have powered through, she's teaching people to quit, no. You know, and when Simone Biles said there's more to life than gymnastics, all right, if you're not feeling it, so much could go wrong. What these gymnasts are doing are superhuman as it is. And to vault in the air, you know, tens of feet and however high they go up, and then doing the somersaults and the turns, and then landing, you know, such that they don't hit their head or neck or sever a spinal cord, is these are not, you know, it's not like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to hit a golf ball. Just Olympic athletes in general. I mean, when they're being pummeled by other players, you know, and they're falling and they're, you know, there's risk people are taking. But, you know, you don't really hear a lot of paralysis in many of the other sports, but I sure hear about it in gymnastics. And so, you know, the industry and the sports industry is obviously going to be making some changes and reevaluating, because they aren't going to want, you know, an Olympian, especially one of their best, you know, to you know, make it to the Olympics, to be all this hope, all this hype, all these sponsors, and then the person decides at the last minute to not. So I think there's going to be more attention placed on mental health and conditioning and all that. But I think time and time again we hear people who just aren't feeling it, they get themselves into trouble. I've seen that even with broadcasters. They're having a bad day. Not, you know, so they just push through and they go on air, they go on TV, and then they mess up. And they say, yeah, you know, I wasn't having a good day. And they're like, well, then why didn't you call out? What's going on? You know, same thing with people distracting and drivers. I can't tell you how many accidents happen, you know, with people that say, okay, you know, I just got to push through. You know, it's not that it's, you know, oh, I'm, you know, happy, everything's going perfect. A lot of times people are distracted. So Simone Biles was distracted. Whether she was distracted from a physical ailment, from a mental, you know, health issue, from something emotional, she was distracted. And no distracted athlete should be out there on the mat. It's dangerous. And I know it's frustrating. I know that doesn't work for the sport. You know, people always bring up Tom Brady. They always bring up Tom Brady. But what if Tom Brady quit? What if Tom Brady walked away? All right. Well, the team would probably lose, which stinks. And then Tom Brady probably wouldn't be hired. And he, again, you know, and even though, yeah, and he hasn't done that. But, you know, Tom Brady, if he's not feeling it, you know, it's not putting his head and neck per se during a vault. You know, I mean, he could sit out, you know, a couple drives if he needs to. You know, there's more room. With gymnastics, the one thing that frustrated me is when you see them get ready to do their run, you know, and get that, you know, warm-up run, you know, in order to do what they need to do. You know, and I look at their faces. I always look at their faces, and I'm like, how are they ready? I could just see myself, you know, hearing people in the crowds and all that, and I could just see the distraction. And I could see myself go, okay, I just got to do it. I got to tune it out. I got to tune it out. When I was in gymnastics, one of the reasons why I never became a gymnast is because I couldn't do the vault. I would be ready, and then once I hit the vault, I got scared. Because, again, I didn't want to catapult in the middle of the air and then try to land. And I couldn't get through the vault. And then when I was on the balance beam, I kept falling. And I understand women have a different groin than men, but falling on the balance beam with any groin, it hurts. And it's painful. And so you do have to have the mindset. You know, these gymnasts are some of the most mentally strong. So if I hear anybody say that Simone Biles isn't mentally strong, they're out of it. Because just to be able to get on a balance beam, you know, and risk falling and tripping and, you know, not being able to have babies with some of these injuries. I mean, wow. But it's definitely a feat. And so my advice to anybody in the Olympics, if you're not feeling it, don't do it. It's just not worth the medical risks. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Or 1-877-362-3254. Ryan from Rancho Cucamonga, he texts,
why aren't more doctors admitting that this is an experimental vaccine and humans are being experimented on? So, okay, let's talk about that really frankly, okay? You know how I keep saying everybody's right and everybody's wrong? I'm going to say that with this. Okay, if we're going to look at, and remember, I got the vaccine, I support the vaccine, but if somebody says it's experimental, they're not wrong. If we really look at the definition of, you know, experimenting, it's, you know, something that hasn't been over and over again proven and has reproducible results, something that's proven versus experimental. And the whole COVID pandemic has been experimental. And I'm not saying that to disagree with public health officials. Right? But if somebody says that this is one experiment after another, they're not wrong, because this is a new pandemic for us. And if somebody says that the masks aren't an experiment, the vaccine isn't an experiment, they're wrong. They're wrong in a way, because we've never had this sort of setting before. We've never had this sort of landscape. We've never had these sorts of trials. Now, we are testing and experimenting in well-controlled trials, and we are getting results and proving efficacies and proving safety profiles and proving side effects and proving. So we are coming out with more and more proof. But if anybody says, look, you know, this whole thing, you know, is an experiment, they're not entirely wrong. Just like when public officials say we have proven data on this, they're not wrong either. So why aren't more doctors saying what I'm saying? Well, it's not a sexy soundbite. It's not something that a lot of media outlets want to hear. And this is why I had said from the beginning, the government needed to be very just honest and transparent with the mask. The mask wouldn't have been a debacle if they just basically said what I said. Look, guys, okay, we don't want you hoarding from the hospitals, but they do provide some sort of a barrier. So please mask up. We think it'll help. We have shown that masks do provide a barrier. It's not going to make you 100% safe, but it will provide some protection. Something like that would have been accepted and digested so well. So then why, where did things go wrong? Well, the mandate. You really start to take a turn once you start to mandate, because then people want the proof. Recommendations and guidance are one thing. But when you are being refused service at a grocery store or at a restaurant, and you are being kicked out of a hair salon or a doctor's office for not covering up your nose and mouth, now people want answers. Well, same thing with the vaccine. If the government said, look, guys, all right, this is the data we have. Read it. All right? These are the side effects. This is the data we have as people are getting the vaccine. We're posting it on the CDC website, which they're doing. These are how many vaccines have been given out. These are how many reports we're getting of side effects. Do the math. It's like 0.0018%, okay, of a death rate or a severe, significant reaction to the vaccine. Right? This is the data. You guys make the choice. But our vote is to get vaccinated because we really think it's going to help. That would have been taken way differently than what's happening now. The pandemic is blamed on the unvaccinated. We need to require you lose your job. Nobody's allowed back on college campus unless they're vaccinated. You need to show proof you're vaccinated. Now it takes a different turn. That's why I will support the masks and, you know, the mask initiative. I definitely support vaccine because I got the vaccine. I do believe the vaccine provides a lot of protection. Do I think it's 100% risk-free? No, absolutely not.
that I do feel COVID's riskier than the side effects of the vaccine. But I'll never support a mandate. The mandates really start to monkey wrench things. So then America gets angry. And then public officials get angry. And then there's this back and forth of, oh man, we need to do something and they need to face consequences. I've heard public officials say verbatim that unvaccinated individuals need to face consequences. We wouldn't be having that discourse if nobody ever suggested the mandates or the liberty restrictions. If this was by choice, I think a lot of people would still vaccinate. Maybe we wouldn't reach herd immunity, but we still haven't reached herd immunity. So we're hearing Joe Biden is going to launch a tough new approach on the COVID pandemic. First of all, Joe Biden just doesn't have that tough guy look. Unfortunately, the policies could be very, very restrictive. He's going to require federal government's 2 million workers to show proof of vaccination or submit to weekly testing. There's going to be new face guidelines. He is starting to show his frustration with those who refuse to get vaccinated. Isn't it a choice? I thought the Democrats were all about my body, my choice. So does that mean now Planned Parenthood isn't going to get all the funding they're getting? Because I don't get it. There's mixed messages. And so, do I think the vaccine is too experimental to take? Well, that's tricky. Because this COVID is not normal. This is not a normal virus. This is something that I think was tinkered with. And when I see people dying, kids dying of this, all right, experimental or not, if it's the only weapon we really have, because I don't think masks are a weapon against this virus, but if the COVID vaccine is the only fight we have and ammunition against this possible bioweapon, and we have to assume it's a possible bioweapon, then, experimental or not, I get the vaccine. So, like I said, you guys aren't crazy. You're not conspiracy theorists. You're not, Trump enthusiasts, because you're having some hesitation on maybe wanting to wait till it's FDA approved. The only thing is people think that the FDA approval is now going to get rushed because they think so many people were hesitating until there was FDA approval. I think there is a certain amount. I know definitely parents are waiting for FDA approval, but I think you have a lot of people now that they just don't trust the FDA. They're like, well, if the emergency approves it so quickly, then are they going to how do we trust it? So I really believe that the FDA has the credibility on the line, and that if they at all, approve something that ends up being a complete cluster, that could come back to haunt them, and then an FDA approval means nothing. So I would put some trust into it. I don't think they're going to screw around. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.